Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 25th, 2018, Christmas Day. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, there was once a newly ordained priest, and he was always very nervous and very anxious, and big crowds kind of freaked him out a bit. And so, again, he only knew of one way to calm himself down when he started to get a little nervous and anxious. He would take a shot of whiskey. And so, Christmas Eve Mass is coming around, coming up, and he had meticulously prepared his homily, and he had to have it all written out because, again, he was a nervous guy. And so it's getting time for the 4:30 Mass, the biggest Mass of them all, and he can't find his homily. And so he takes a shot of whiskey. And then he keeps looking around the rectory, and he's thinking, I got to find this homily because I can't do this without the notes. So he takes another shot of whiskey. Well, he's still looking, can't find it. The clock's ticking. He's got to get over to the church. So he takes a third shot of whiskey. And at that point, he was desperate, and so he looked up and he said, Lord, if you allow me to find my homily, I will never let a drop of whiskey pass my lips again. And he looked down, and there was his homily. And so he looked back up to God. He said, Lord, never mind. I found it on my own. Sometimes when we face difficult, but that was not me, by the way. I know what you're all thinking. Wow, Father Eric has really grown up. And he's not as nervous and anxious now. That was not me. Sometimes when we face difficulties in life, we let them become excuses. And so, again, I might have that difficulty of nerves and anxiety, and that leads to the excuse of, I can do a few shots of whiskey. But just think about our own life and our own situations. When we face difficulties, sometimes we can allow excuses to creep in. Excuses to do things or to not do things that we either should be doing or shouldn't be doing. That we know is not right, that we know is not good. You know, people will start to doubt, and they'll, you know, have this difficult situation of facing an illness or a death, and so maybe they start to doubt, and then that's an excuse to just kind of to put Jesus aside, you know. Or again, hear this a lot, you know, well, Father, I am so tired, I work all the time, Sunday's my only day to sleep in, and so I'll make the excuse that I don't have to go to church. You know, or again, man, it's been a real stressful day, and you know, so again, they just opened that new Chipotle on Navarre, and so I should probably go and support them for lunch and dinner and lunch the next day. Not that that's been happening, but it's a temptation. But, you know, we can make excuses for those types of things. You know, again, well, I don't have a lot of time, and so I don't have time to pray. And so those difficulties that we face can become excuses to not do the things that we should do, to not fulfill the purpose that we have in this life, to follow our Lord and to be good to one another. Again, maybe just your Christmas celebrations today or last night. You know, again, I faced the difficult situation of having that brother or that sister or that uncle that I just can't stand. And so then that becomes the excuse to ignore him or her and to put that off until the next year. And then the next year, and then the next year, rather than reconcile. Again, whatever the difficult situation is, every one of us could go through our difficult situations, and we could make the laundry list, and we could probably talk a lot about the excuses that we have made to not do what we should do. What I was thinking about with the Christmas story, though, is think about if Mary and Joseph and Jesus, if when they faced difficult situations, if they would have made an excuse and just not done it. Can you imagine the difference in our world, that salvation history would have been thwarted because of that? Can you imagine if, you know, when the angel shows up to Mary and says, hey, I know you've never had relations with a man, but you're going to be impregnated by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, okay. What if she said, nope? Mm-mm. No, that sounds too difficult. I can't do that. You know, Joseph, again, hey, you're going to be the foster father of the Son of God. Oh, okay. You know, like, Can you imagine if he said, no, I can't, that just sounds like too much. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. Or when they're trying to find a place to stay and, you know, there's no room at the inn and they just, what if they just turn back around? What if the Magi didn't follow the star to find our Lord? Because, well, they were just, I mean, that, you know, I don't have my GPS working, so I just can't do that, you know? Yeah, and whatever the excuse could have been, and they could have come up with tons of valid excuses. And they didn't. They didn't. Sometimes I think that we give up too quickly on things. We face the difficult situation, we throw in the towel, and then we don't truly follow our Lord and fulfill the purpose that we are called to fulfill. But the Holy Family did. And that's what I admire about them, and that's what I think the Christmas story in my mind this year really has been speaking to me. That sense that we can't let our difficulties become our excuses. Because when we do, we don't fulfill or follow our Lord's plan. And so maybe the question for all of us today is, how are we doing with that? Are we allowing room in our hearts? Are we allowing room for Jesus Christ in our inn in order to allow him to come in and change our lives and our hearts so that when we face difficulties, rather than saying, I'm going to make this excuse to not do something, we say, okay, Lord, I know that you're here with me, and I trust that. And through the power of prayer and through the power of love, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it together. Or do we throw in the towel? Again, I think today as we gather, it's an opportunity for us to change. Somebody said, you know, what good is it if our Lord is born in a million manger scenes throughout the world, but isn't born in our own hearts? If today doesn't change us, if it's just another wonderful celebration of family with our eggnog and our, you know, whatever you got going on, and then we go home and nothing changes, yeah, well, then we've missed the boat. We've missed the purpose. And so we allow ourselves, hopefully today, to change a little bit. And knowing that if you have a difficult situation now, you can face that with our Lord. If you don't, well, God be praised, but we know it's going to come because that's life. That's life. But again, with our Lord, we can tackle anything. And we know that our Lord chose to come into the messiness of this world, meaning the messiness of our own lives, in order to shine light on those situations, in order to give us hope, in order to bestow love. So again, there's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to just throw in the towel over. Because our Lord has been born and continues to be born in our hearts. And so, my friends, we ask our Lord's help today to be able to welcome him into our lives so that we can continue to face whatever difficulties in life and never throw in the towel.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.